I've confronted hundreds of men over two decades.
I have been in television for 24 years.
I just came to get something to eat.
And I have very seldom been at a loss for words.
Sir, I just came to get something to eat.
Men online looking for children to sexually assault.
What's the motive here? Explain it to me.
No, you're right. It's stupid. It's an illegal thing. Yeah, I know. I did a stupid thing.
Men from all walks of life. A doctor, a teacher, a clergyman.
You sent pornographic pictures through the mail. Okay, that's a federal offense right there.
You know I'm in trouble, and I know I'm in trouble.
I tried to get into their heads and understand why.
What piece do we have tonight?
I want to know who you are.
I want to know a little bit more about you first.
Now you first?
Sure, go ahead. Let's see if any of this sounds familiar while you enjoy your pizza.
And ultimately, make sure they face justice.
You ask her if she's a virgin.
I ask everybody all kinds of stuff. It's just talk.
You ask her if she's horny.
What's wrong with that?
You ask if she does anal.
It's a question.
Who are they? Have they tried to prey on other children? And where are they now? These are the predators I've caught. I'm Chris Hansen.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
The internet, social media, dating, and rideshare apps all make life so convenient and fun.
Swiping to meet up with someone new has become part of our daily lives.
It's also how many unsuspecting people have ended up dead. I'm Courtney Bell.
And I'm Jillian Lee Garner, and we're the co-hosts of the true crime podcast, I Met My Murderer Online.
In each episode, we share a true story of one such deadly online connection and hopefully how you can avoid it. We hear from all who were involved in the case, the investigators.
They discovered a victim inside the house.
Victims' family members.
Right now, it doesn't feel like life can ever be joyful again.
And sometimes, even the murderer themselves.
You have to decide, okay, what are you willing to do here? Are you willing to kill these people?
If you're a fan of true crime, then you have to listen to season 2 of I Met My Murderer Online on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't remember the exact moment that I heard for the first time from a predator I've caught that I just came over because I was concerned for the girl or the boy. I was going to hang out, keep an eye on them, make sure they were okay. I was worried they were home alone. But I think one of the first times, certainly one of the first times I got that excuse, was in our second To Catch a Predator investigation. Actually, it was called Dangerous Web way back then. In Herndon, Virginia, back in late August 2005. You may remember that investigation. I sure do. That's when the rabbi showed up, David Kaye. The naked guy, John Canelli, special guy 29. He was neither 29 or that special, as it turned out. And a cast of other characters. One I sort of forgot about, though. And that was 37-year-old Artie Makepeace. That's right. Artie Makepeace. That's his legal name. Or at least it was when he chatted online with someone he thought was a 13-year-old girl. Artie was a dog trainer in Virginia. And he was quite a character. He was separated from his second wife, I believe, at the time. He had a daughter who was 15. and two sons, 9 and 7. And here he is chatting online with someone he thinks is a 13-year-old girl. And we'll get into the chat in a minute. The chat is graphic. He had a website at the time, forpawsareus.com. Forpawsareus.com. Very clever. Sold pet supplies. And as it turns out, and we didn't know this at the time, and quite shockingly, Artie had gotten into trouble once before, a dozen years before the sting. In Herndon, Virginia, just outside of Washington, D.C., he was arrested for aggravated sexual battery. The case was ultimately sealed, and it's hard to get details now, or even then, after the sting. So we don't know if he served any time. We don't know if the victim was underage. We don't know, but we do know that there was a plea there. And we do know, based upon the transcripts of his conversation with a perverted justice decoy posing as a 13-year-old girl, that he was serious about his intent to have sex. Artie used the screen name VA Millionaire. VA presumably meaning Virginia Millionaire. Now, just like John Connelly, it turns out Artie wasn't what he said he was. He wasn't a millionaire. Get my messages? He says to Casa de Boo 92. There, see me now? Yeah, I see you. Says Cassidy. I didn't realize you were only 13 until just now, he says. The girl says, LOL, is that bad? I 13? No. What your ASL? 37. Cool. I thought you stopped chatting with me because I was 13. No, I'll chat with you. Doesn't matter. Cool, she says. Just have to watch what I say, LOL. Oh, how come? Says the decoy. Because you're young. LOL, sorry, she says. It's okay. We can still be chat friends. Oh, he's going to want much more than that. Just wait and see. Okay, cool, she says. So what you doing? Drinking beer and getting drunk, he says. Wow. It's a big night for him. This is all happening at 3:05 in the morning. FYI. You, he asks. Bored, about to go to sleep. Not as much as you, I guess. Nope. I'm wide awake, he says. Well, got that going for you. Now, if you were older, I'd ask you if you had a webcam and if you'd get naked on cam, but I guess I can't ask you that. LOL. Dang. Don't you gotta work, she says. I work for myself. That'd be that dog grooming and dog food business. I ain't got a webcam, sorry, she says. You? Nope, no cam here, says VA Millionaire. How come? Too shy, I guess, he says. Too shy? You just told a 13-year-old girl that if she was older, you'd have her get on the webcam. Get naked. For your pleasure. LOL, I didn't think you were shy. I am when there is a camera pointed at me. Oh, just wait. Just wait, Artie. You're going to find your day on camera very soon. LOL, yeah. What do you want to talk about? He says. Whatever you want. Smiley. LOL, that's a dangerous answer to that question. How is it dangerous? She says. Because all I ever want to chat about is sex. LOL, she says. Or most of the time, that is. You're funny, she says. Well, it's true. I like your pic on your profile. You're a cutie, she says. Thanks, smiley. So, old Artie here, 37, drunk on beer, chat with a 13-year-old girl. What's your name? He says, Artie. You? Oh, I thought that's your nickname. Mine's Cassidy. Nice to meet you, Artie. Nice to meet you, Cassidy. You're nice, she says. Yeah, you need to be careful chatting online, though. Most guys aren't as nice as me. Oh, well, thanks, Dad. That's the daddy in me coming out. I have kids, too. Now, this is the creepy part where the guy uses the fact that he has kids in the grooming process, right? Instead of knowing that this is wholly inappropriate because you'd be angry if somebody was doing it to your kids, you use the fact that you have kids to corrupt and seduce a child. A girl who is 2 years younger than your own daughter.
More about this predator I've caught in a moment.
I guess you married too, huh? About to get divorced for the second time. LOL. Separated right now. Oh, sorry. No, it's okay, he says. Just didn't work out. I wonder why that didn't work out, Artie. Drunk at 3 o'clock in the morning, chatting with a girl who you think is 13. Hey, BRB. Need another beer, he says. Well, I'm sorry. You're real nice. And I think she crazy to leave you. Okay, she says. Okay, I'm back. Well, thank you. She left me because she couldn't handle my money. I guess this is where the millionaire part comes in. Why, you got lots or something? I wasn't always rich. I earned it the hard way, so I wasn't around a lot, always working. Then when I did have money, she wasted it. We argued over money. Oh, sorry. It's okay, I'm happy now. Never really been single. Really, you like it? Other than the fight over who's getting what, I don't really care. I'm looking forward to being on my own and making my own way without a bitchy woman running my life. No offense, LOL. She's 13, Artie. But they will still be a part of my life, talking about the kids, apparently. Child support is going to kill me. They stuck me with a lot each month. That sucks, she says. Yeah, and it's not like I won't take care of my kids. Hell, I buy them anything they want. But all that extra crap I buy doesn't count towards child support. Still got to make that payment each month. Now, what goes on in a human being's mind to make them think that a 13-year-old girl gives a rat's ass about any of that? Could he have had that many beers? Maybe. Wow, that seems mean, she says. Just to give you an example, I just bought my daughter a car, $14,000. Wow. I'm paying for it, plus the insurance. I still have to make the child support payments to her mom. On top of that. Now that sucks. Yeah, it does. It's not fair, she says. So anyway, what do your parents do? Enough about me, LOL. Oh, great. Now he wants to know about mom and dad. I don't know about my dad, but my mom is a nurse. Cool, he says. LN or LPN? Just LN, I think. I don't really pay attention to her job stuff. There's some talk about which nurse is more prestigious. She says she's home alone. You home by yourself while she's at work? Nah, normally her stupid boyfriend is here, but they're going out of town Wednesday and I can't wait. Cool. What are they going to do Wednesday? They're going to Pittsburgh to see his family and to be alone. And you'll have the house to yourself, he asks? Party time, huh? Well, I'm staying at her boyfriend's house because I got to take care of his fish and stuff. But yeah, I get to be by myself. Cool, he says. Now the scheming starts. You planning on a party? Got friends coming over? You don't? Nah, I know this one girl, but she's kind of mean to me and tried to always sit on me when we in pool. Now, just another example of, you know, reiterating, this is a 13-year-old girl, or a decoy portraying one. Then, old Artie, being as crafty as he is, I was about to invite myself, but then I remembered your age and figured you wouldn't want me there. LOL. You'd want to come see me? Says Cassidy. Sure, why not? Why not? Wow, that'd be cool. You think so? I won't be so bored then. Oh, why? Was you joking around or something, she says? No, just not sure. How come? Because you're only 13. Once again, confirming he knows. Nothing wrong with being 13, just illegal for me to be with you. Yes, it is, Artie. Yes, it is. Okay, think about it this way. Your mom comes home, finds me with you, even if we are just hanging out on the sofa or something. How would that look? About the same as when you show up and come face to face with me, Artie, but we'll get to that in a minute. She ain't coming back till Sunday, LOL, and she'd probably not even notice as long as I don't bug her. Okay, do you really want to meet me? Because I don't have to work until next Monday. I'm kind of on vacation. Really? What'd you do that let you have long vacation? I hurt my back, he says. It's better now. I go back Monday. Next Monday, that is. Then he asks, so do you have any pics you can send me so I can see what you look like? I got one on my profile, she says. I saw that one, just wondering if you had more. I got another one, she sends it. By the way, you're very pretty, he says. You look a lot older in that pic. Well, here comes the justification. I'm surprised you don't have guys lined up for you. Yeah, right. No one around here likes me. Why is that? LOL, you're gonna laugh. Try me. It's a little embarrassing. It's okay, tell me, because I don't got boobs yet, LOL. So? Well, they all make fun of me and stuff. Now he's gonna be the protector. Want me to kick their ass for you? LOL? Wow, really? Sure. Oh my god, that would rock. I guess since you don't have a boyfriend, you haven't had sex yet either, have you? No, not yet. No boyfriend, remember? Yes. So if we meet, would you be interested in that? In what? Sex. Here we go. Mr. Protector, Mr. 13, Mr. Father of Three, Father of the Year, buying his daughter a car, paying big child support. LOL, I don't know. I don't know much about it. Referring to sex. So are you serious about meeting? Because if you are, I'll make plans on driving up there. What, Wednesday or Thursday? I'm going to be in Herndon. The boyfriend's house. The Sting house. And you're not a cop or anything trying to talk me into meeting a minor, are you? LOL, nah, I ain't a cop. Wait, are you? LOL, no. Okay, so they've got that down. Sweet dreams, Artie. You too, baby. Good night. The conversation continues the next day. In the afternoon. We could drink beer and watch porn movies. Wow, really? Sure, why not? Wow, what do beer taste like and what are porn movies? LOL. Well, you'll just have to taste the beer and porn movies are people having sex. Well, thanks for pointing that out, Virginia millionaire. You don't know much about sex, do you? No, sorry. Well, I'll just have to teach you then. What a sport. You're so nice to me. Wow. Why wouldn't I be nice to you? So, would you like for me to teach you about sex? You're not joking, are you? Nope. You'd really do that for me? If you want me to. Now, as if her saying yes to this makes any of this okay. They talk on the phone. Very sexy voice, he says. She's 13. And then he's complaining that she lives so far away. Not looking forward to such a long drive, though. Wish you were closer. Hey, you gonna have some money for the pizza and stuff? I might not have much tomorrow. Jeez. So here he is pretending to be a millionaire. Wealthy. The root of his marital problems. And now he says, hey, you gonna have some money for the pizza and stuff? I might not have much tomorrow. 37 years old, Mr. Rich Guy.
If what you've heard shocks you so far, join us back in a moment.
Now back to sex. So you want me to teach you tomorrow night, huh? You sure about that? If you want, I think it'd be cool, don't you? Yes, as long as you think you're ready for it. She's 13, she's not legally ready. Do you ever touch yourself? He asks. After everyone else is asleep later, I'll help you. LOL. That's not being nice. I'm just a horny guy. Yep. Yes, you are, Artie. Want to help you experience the pleasures of sex. I think you're nice. I don't care what you say. You might want to make sure these conversations are not being saved on your computer. Don't want your mom seeing what we talk about. No, they're not just being saved on the computer. They're being saved for me to use when I confront you, Artie. And he wants to know how much money her mom is leaving her. I'm not sure I'll have enough gas money. What a deadbeat loser predator. It'll take about $20 in gas just to get there. So not only is he going to rape a child, he's going to take money from the child. And now he's talking about watching porn, playing with himself, pretending it's the girl. Once your mom's sleeping, I want you to lock your door and take off your clothes, he says. LOL, I don't got to lock my door, silly. I can shut it, take my clothes off, huh? Yes. When you're looking at porn pictures, I want you to do something. It requires no clothes. So now he's going to send pornography, have this girl get naked, and he's going to talk her through masturbating. And then he says the reason he doesn't have much money is that because he owns his own company, it all goes back into the company. What, you can't grab 20 bucks out of petty cash to pay for your gas, Artie? He says he's into web design and computer programming and other companies. So after all that, he gets in his car and drives to the Sting House in Virginia. Now, Artie's wasn't the longest conversation I had during the Virginia investigation. But as I mentioned earlier, it is one of the first where the "I just came to hang out with her" excuse is invoked. He walks into the kitchen in Herndon wearing a t-shirt, ball cap, and runs straight into me. She said she was 13 and by herself, he tells me.
She said she was 13. That's why I was concerned she was going to be by herself. So it seems to talk to us.
So you're just being a good Samaritan?
Yeah.
Because there was a 13-year-old girl
be by herself.
Home alone.
Yeah.
Right. And so out of the goodness of your heart, you were going to stop by.
Yeah, it could be anybody.
And babysitter, is that the deal?
Well, sport, I guess. I'm going to order some pizza and watch a movie or something.
By herself, he says. He was just being a good Samaritan. Artie left and did not face any criminal charges because, as you may recall, being our second predator investigation, we had not yet partnered with law enforcement. That would come in the next investigation in Riverside County, California. So Artie skated. He had a short appearance on one of the segments from Herndon, Virginia, but never faced arrest. Now, some of the other predators I caught in Virginia were prosecuted. The cases were picked up by either the FBI or the Fairfax, Virginia Police Department. And there were successful prosecutions. As far as we know, beside the Virginia aggravated sexual battery charge, we can't find anything serious criminally. There have been some little things over the years that Artie Makepeace has done. He apparently sold his dog business in 2020, just before the pandemic. And he came up with a Kickstarter campaign for a new business venture. Mac Daddy Hot Dog Cart, DAWG. Now, the Kickstarter apparently only raised about $117. But he did start the business. And if you want to see his YouTube channel, you can find it. He promotes his hot dog cart, Mac Daddy Hot Dog Cart. Take a listen to the video from the hot dog vendor interview.
Ketchup?
Yes, have mustard.
Thank you. Please or thank you.
Okay.
Even
though
ketchup's
not,
don't
feel
him.
That's okay.
You go to
Hey, guess what? It's Art's 3-year anniversary today.
Artie's talking about his 3-year anniversary of having this hot dog cart.
Man, this looks good.
Who I'm here with, Mr. Art Make Peace, check me out. Finally made it over to this side of the state to look at this cart, look at it set up.
Art is now in the Raleigh, North Carolina area with his hot dog cart.
He shared with us before all these cool coolers, the way he does his chips, everything looks nice and neat.
The fellow who's producing the video of Artie is complimenting him on his very cool Coca-Cola coolers and the way he stacks his potato chips.
Art, how long you been here?
Here, July will be 3 years.
And when did you start?
Today is my 3-year anniversary since I got the permit.
Isn't that freaking awesome? I happened to show up on it. That was not planned. Happened to show up on a 3-year anniversary. What would you tell somebody new going on?
The main thing would be to keep up with your sales tax. I'm terrible at records. He's my accountant now. But when I first started, I didn't write nothing down.
That's awesome, Marty. Selling hot dogs in North Carolina. Tell you what, though, Artie really dodged a bullet, because had he been caught in any of the investigations after the one we did in Herndon, Virginia, he would have been prosecuted based on the chat, and he would have had to register as a sex offender, which he has not had to do. So now he's free to sell all the hot dogs he wants. I reached out to Artie. Had a couple phone numbers for him. So far, I've not been able to get through. Maybe the next time I'm passing through North Carolina, I'll pop in and see him for a hot dog. Wouldn't he be surprised at that? More of our story in a moment. As you know, I like to hear from you, and this week's question comes all the way from Wales in the UK, and Maria.
Hi, Chris. It's Maria from Wales in the UK. I'm a big fan of the podcast. I listen every Monday while I'm at work. My question has to do with what you're allowed to show on TV in America compared to the UK. We don't have anything like the Predator shows on TV here in the UK. But if we did, we would have to blur the faces and disguise the identity of the predators. And my question is, what makes it okay in America to be able to expose the predators like you do without disguising their identity in any way? Does it have to do with the fact that they're in the process of committing a crime, which means you can show it on TV? And if you were allowed to do that in the UK or other parts of the world, would you consider going to another country to do a predator show? I think you should be allowed to expose the predators. It's important to do that. And I'd love to see a UK version of To Catch a Predator or Takedown. Yeah, I love your work. Please carry on. Thanks for listening.
Maria, that's an excellent question. And I'm glad you brought that up. I understand that the laws are different in the UK in terms of showing suspects before they've been convicted of a crime. And so it would be virtually impossible, at least very difficult, to do a takedown investigation, a predator investigation in the UK the way we do it here. Even though now we embed with law enforcement, that's not something they usually allow journalists to do in the UK. But I'm not giving up on trying to do something there. I know one of the reasons why the Predator series, the Predator investigations have been so popular in the UK is because there isn't a UK version of it. I know there are citizen journalists, vigilantes who do some of it. Some have gotten into trouble. But to do it the way I think it's appropriate would be quite challenging in the UK, but I'm taking a look at it. I am working now on doing some predator investigations in other countries with law enforcement, both there and in cooperation with some law enforcement agencies from the United States. And I will keep you posted on that. Speaking of predator investigations, I'm just back in New York today from being in Alabama, working with the Blount County Sheriff's Office, Sheriff Mark Moon there, on an investigation that netted 4 suspected predators in 2 days, ranging in age from 70 to 22, some unbelievable stories. Check it out on True Blue, my streaming crime network. TRUBLU, watch trueblue.com for details. You can always find me on social media at Chris Hansen on X, official Chris Hansen on Instagram, TikTok, Have a Seat with Chris Hansen, Cameo should you desire, and as I mentioned, True Blue. And as always, you can find me right here at chris@predatorpodcast.com. I'll be watching and listening.
A Huda Media Production.